When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're a young quarterback, Andy, and you're trying to make your mark after not having it work in one spot and then the other spot. And so you go to another team, and they're going to make you the starting quarterback, and things aren't going well. And let's be honest, you look really bad. Your offense looks really bad. It's not going well. It's going so poorly that your owner, the man who owns the franchise, decides publicly to say what a great job the head coach is doing because his quarterback stinks. Dan touched on this yesterday. And Woody Johnson, who owns the New York Jets, just had some things to say. This is rough, but I guess, okay, you're paying these guys a lot of money. Woody Johnson was at the NFL's fall league meetings in New York yesterday. And he said this about his head coach.
Here, you want him to actually say it?
Yeah,
let him say it. Yeah, right here.
Looks like he's turning around parts of it. You know, it's hard when you have a quarterback with a rating that we've got. You know, he has the ability, but something just is not jiving. But if you look at any head coach with a quarterback like that, you're going to see similar results if you go across the league. You have to play consistently at that position. And
defense is pretty good. If we can just complete a pass, it would look good.
Ooh, ouch.
If we could,
let's go to Woody on line 4. Go ahead, Woody.
That was Jets owner Woody Johnson talking about his football team. He loves his head coach, Aaron Glenn.
Yeah.
And there's no problem. No, he's known him. He's a fan. But he just backed it up right over Justin Fields. It's hard when you have a quarterback with a rating that we've got.
It's a good thing his family owns Band-Aids, right?
He has ability, but something is just not jiving. Can you take anything out of this? But if you look at any head coach with a quarterback like that, you're going to see similar results across the league. Hello, Cleveland.
Feels that way, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I don't. Do you like that?
Honest comment, isn't it?
Yeah, it's super honest.
It's a real honest comment.
I mean, for a guy, if you've got the cash to own the team and this is an employee that you'd like to see a little bit more out of, I don't know that what he said wasn't
accurate.
Yeah, he's right.
Guys don't usually say such things, but hard to argue with the accuracy of that, isn't it?
We always say a lot of times, hey, be careful what you say up here because, you know, facts don't lie. And if you're going to say something, make sure you've got the facts to back it up. He kind of did.
He did.
So
he had the facts.
He followed our rule.
He had the facts. I've always been intrigued by Justin Fields. I thought he'd be pretty good in Chicago. And then I thought when he came to Pittsburgh, I thought, well, Steelers just got their franchise quarterback. And they're going to take their time and develop him and go. And then they had Russ Wilson there, too. And they end up getting rid of both of them, which I thought was really interesting. Which brings us to comments number two.
Mm.
Russell Wilson, talking about Broncos head coach Sean Payton. Remember, Russ was in Seattle and then ends up going to Denver and tons of money and everything else and blah, blah, blah. And there's Sean Payton. His Broncos played the New York Giants this week. And Jackson Dart, the rookie quarterback, was doing a fine job. Doing a fine job. And then the Broncos turned around and scored 33 points in the fourth quarter and won the football game by a point, 33-32. Nice job, kicker. You missed the extra points.
Nice job.
Don't say it, Andy.
I didn't.
You know, and Sean Payton said this in his postgame comments.
Would you like to hear it?
Sure would.
I have a ton of respect for that organization. I spent four of my early years there. You know, they found a little spark with that quarterback. I was talking to John Mara not too long ago, and I said we were hoping that that change would have happened long after our game.
So, in other words, we were hoping Russ Wilson would still be the quarterback when you played us. That's what that means. We were hoping you'd change to Jackson Dart after our game.
He didn't say any names, though.
He didn't have to. That quarterback, you found a spark. We were hoping that would happen after our game. Long after our game. Mm. So he's obviously complimenting Dart and sideways insult to the guy that he had quarterbacking his team recently. Russell Wilson didn't sit back and say, okay, well, that's his opinion, blah, 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 blah. Russell Wilson came out and said Sean Payton is classless. Classless, but not surprised, is what Wilson said about the comments. Said it on Twitter.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
But didn't realize you're still bounty hunting 15 plus years later through the media.
Oh.
How about that?
Wow.
Russ Wilson on Sean Payton's comments.
Talk about
classless, but not surprised. Didn't realize you're still bounty hunting 15 plus years later through the media.
Woohoo!
Wonder how things went in Denver.
Could you imagine what that was like? Could you imagine that? That both these guys, first of all, said it in public. And two, you drop the he's classless line and then rips a bounty hunting.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, that's a drop the mic, punch him in the face, watch him bleed, and walk away.
Can I pick your brain on this?
Sure. There isn't a whole lot there, but go ahead.
When Russ Wilson was in Seattle.
I don't remember these problems. Do you?
No. Well, eventually. Remember it was Russ Cook and all that stuff?
Yeah.
There was a little bit of stuff later on, you know, in Pete Carroll. And there were just a couple of things. And then he ended up leaving there and getting traded to Denver. Mm-hmm. But I thought he had a pretty good reputation, did he not?
I thought it was okay. Like I just said, I didn't think it was like, was it perfect in the end? Probably not.
He was not considered a problem child there until maybe late.
Yeah.
Maybe late. And then he goes to Denver. It doesn't work out.
You think?
Well,
listen to these two bicker. They sound worse than you and I ever do.
Well, no, that's not possible. But to me, it's kind of stunning because though Russell Wilson wasn't great in Denver, it wasn't like it was absolutely atrocious. You know, it just didn't work too well. But boy, they must have just not gotten along, and that thing didn't fit and everything. Goodness gracious. But I'm surprised. And he's had trouble.
You're surprised they're yapping now, or are you surprised that it didn't work when
I'm surprised that Russ Wilson, after 10 years in Seattle, ends up basically having his reputation trashed. And it got trashed in Denver. It didn't get repaired in Pittsburgh, and it certainly didn't get repaired with the Giants this year, where he got benched for Jackson Dart. You know, he goes there, Jameis goes there, and then boom, they draft Jackson Dart. It's like, okay, thanks.
I don't know. Dart feels pretty good, though, right?
Well, Dart looks really good, yeah.
Early on. But is the league going to figure him out? That's the question.
It surprises me that Russ's reputation has gone from being pretty good quarterback and pretty good citizen to, boy, that guy stinks, and boy, what a jerk. Because which is kind of the way it's come off.
Father Time caught up to Russ, and everybody has realized it except for Russ. Well, that's what's doing him in.
Yeah, except how do you say that? If they're going to still put him on a football field and
pay him.
And three teams did since he left Seattle, and pay him, Andy, big time.
Only one team has paid him big time.
And that was Denver.
Everybody else, it's been... You know, Pittsburgh gave him the veteran minimum because Denver was paying him.
But he got paid.
The Giants, I don't think, gave him a whole bunch.
But the guy got paid.
Right.
Since he left Seattle. So credit to him. When he was in Denver that last year, he had 26 touchdowns and 8 interceptions.
Yeah, but they put training wheels on Russ. They definitely put the...
They put the, I'm Sean Payton and we're going to do it my way.
Yep.
They went 8-9. In his second year there.
Yeah.
And that was the one year that he had there with Sean Payton.
He doesn't have the mobility anymore.
Remember, he went there and Nathaniel Hackett was the head coach. And that thing went sideways fast, really fast. And that didn't work. And then Payton comes in, he inherits Russ Wilson. And so, you know, Russ gets a coach that he didn't sign up for. And Payton gets stuck with a quarterback who's making a ton of money. And it did not work. But boy, those bounty hunting comments were harsh.
I just think it's
harsh.
It's just weird.
Were those out of line?
Well, listen, if you're going to say someone's classless, then just say they're classless and end it there. I don't know that I'm going to the next line. You know what I'm saying? Because now you're throwing oil on the fire or whatever. Gas on the fire. Sorry, not oil.
Social media can be a dangerous thing.
Don't you agree? Like, okay, you want to call him classless? I'll respect you after you say that. So, okay, he's classless. Got it. But then when you fire back, now you're getting into that game. Why would he? And look, he's not wrong.
Would you guys agree with this?
Well, I mean, he's not wrong about what he was convicted of, but...
Both of the parts of Russell Wilson's comment, classless and then the bounty hunting.
Yeah.
Those were a lot more harsh than Sean Payton just saying, yeah, we were hoping they'd make that change after us. That was kind of a veiled shot at Russ Wilson.
Sure. At least he took it that way.
Yeah. But
I think we all
took it that way. The other stuff was Russ just like a punch to the nose twice. First a right, then a left.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth.
plays a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.